DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Job creation is one of the government's strategic priorities for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. In addition to a host of flagship employment programs, such as the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, the government is also partnering with a number of agencies, both home and abroad, to create jobs for young people. In this edition of Strategic Priorities, we highlight some of these initiatives. It is a well-known fact that Jamaicans are talented and creative beyond measure, and it is the government's aim to harness these skills and create jobs within the creative industry for the nation's youth. This is being facilitated through a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, that the Youth and Culture Ministry has signed with the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA.
Music, the creative industries, culture, is a way that we're looking to make sure that we can provide jobs. We're going to make sure that the rest of the world understands that we have talent that you can use.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hannell. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, is one of the government's agencies facilitating job creation. The agency supports micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, by providing them with business advice, consultancy, and training on both generalist and specialist business subjects. It also assists persons to harness their skills and create jobs for themselves and others. 5 young fashion designers were the most recent beneficiaries of training and marketing opportunities provided through the JBDC. Emerging fashion designer Ayana Dixon was among a group that participated in the International Fashion Showcase 2014 in England at the invitation of the British Council. The opportunity allowed for them to receive further training while showcasing their designs, which opened new avenues for them to widen their market base.
This opportunity really for me is exposure as opposed to orders. Now we're focusing on exposure and just like going to the seminars and gaining as much knowledge as possible so we can then lead out and then, you know, break into that market at some point. I'd love to thank JBDC for the opportunity.
Emerging fashion designer Ayana Dixon. Technology is another means by which the government is aiming to provide jobs for the youth. One major initiative in this regard is the Digital Jam 3.0 initiative. The World Bank-funded initiative seeks to determine how the internet and internet technologies can lead to business opportunities.
The internet has almost eliminated barriers to entry. So someone who has a problem in Russia, for example, can put that online on one of these micro work platforms. They can indicate that they're looking for someone to translate a Russian essay into Spanish. A Jamaican who may be proficient in Russian or Spanish can go online, bid for that work, do that work, and get paid for that work.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Digital Jam 3.0 initiative also features an app competition.
Our objective really through Digital Jam is to, one, unearth the talent that exists in terms of persons who can build these applications, but also to have a general awareness building about the world of micro work, crowdsourcing, that kind of thing, and how persons can go online and make money.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. This is where we conclude our look at some of the government's initiatives to create jobs. Join us again next week as we continue to look at the government's strategic priorities for fiscal year 2013-2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.